This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Good morning to you. And good morning to you. And especially good morning to you, Habibi. The beautiful music of all of the beauty of Earth, the Middle East.
شو حلو حبيبي شو حلو هالقمر شوفوا ما اجمله بس انا عبالي دلله وحياتي ما حدا بقى يزعله.
I've got to tell you, what music, what beautiful music. Isn't it beautiful? I just love this stuff. Don't you guys love it?
I think it's great.
It's great, yeah. You would understand because you're a Yahudi. You see, you're a Jew. You'd understand. Sam, you're a
Bumachta. Music of my people.
I'm a what?
Well, you're a lovely Afrikaans person, South African, beautifully divine. We're not going to treffer on this music, but you could.
I'm already downloading it.
Of course you are. As a magical musician. That's what you should be doing. But let's just lift the sound. I want to just hear. Well, it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you, Habibi. Good morning, beautiful people. It's always lovely to have wonderful people in studio and to do this every week where the world feels entertained. We have the delight of always understanding entertainment. And there are many forms of entertainment. We have singers, dancers in studio. We have crazy things that actually happen. Well, once, back in the day when Sumizi and I presented the Yan View, we were not sure if we were the thin, the rich, or the fabulous. Because there's a reason. You're never that thin, you're never that rich, but you're always what?
Fabulous.
Fabulous, you see. So I have such a great pleasure to have Greg Galb in studio, top magician.
Thank you.
Magician. It's clever. I need a studio audience, I'm telling you, I've been in a vibe. And then I've got Rocco de Villiers. Rocco, I must tell you, you are kind of a crazy one, eh?
I don't know, I'm just me. That's why my new show is called Just Be Yourself, because my aunt used to tell me when I was very, very small, she said, Rocco, onthou net, just remember, just be yourself, because all the others have been taken.
I love it. But Rocco, it's amazing to see your new albums come out.
Yes.
You're doing shows across the country.
Yes.
It's so super cool.
In fact, this year I'm doing, my assistant told me that I'm doing 109 performances this year.
109?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Lovely. I mean, Rocco is, just in case you don't know who Rocco is, because sometimes people don't know who Rocco is. But, I mean, if you've ever seen a music video where he actually, like, he lights colors in this. And, I mean, you're quite famous in the birds on you. You're like a, you're slightly, let's be honest. You're kind of a variety special, just as you walk down the street.
You know what? When I applied for my new passport, when you have to write that thing that says, what is your occupation?
Mm.
I wanted to write pianist, but then after a while I thought, maybe I must take it out and just say entertainer.
Well, producer of television shows.
Yes, I do.
Of music. Director.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that you're a phenomenal pianist, and that's what your showboat is. But it's really cool.
I like the fact that long ago when I started performing at Peter Turin Theatre, and he said, well, what are you bringing? And I said, well, I want to bring this. And he said, and I was young then, and he said, just remember, theatre is not only to listen. People are looking at, and that is where the word theatre comes from.
Mm.
It's the Greek word theatron, which means to look and to listen. So if you, and especially now with people, you know, most people in the world, their concentration span is that of a goldfish. So you have to give them something to look at all the time.
So you're doing the concert at Delta Park?
Yes. I'm very excited. I don't know where Delta Park or the theatre is, but I've got a GPS.
And you have a low back problem?
I have a low back, L5S1.
And so please God, someone will help you take the keyboard down to the theatre.
Yes. I must say, Cliff Central was fantastic to help me bring the keyboard from my car. I did ask for a cup of tea, which I...
We don't know.
Can I just say something about tea, which I thinking about when I ordered it.
Sorry, Rocket, my love, my angel. Rocket Devil is Askish, famous pianist, has traveled the world. Let me just make it very clear, this is not a restaurant.
I was going
to
say,
I expect you to serve me.
And but long ago, I'm going to. But no, that's wrong. I, long ago, bought, when I was in London, a tin of tea, and it was called Lady Grey, but I didn't know what Lady Grey tea is, because I already know Earl Grey, and at the back, that's what I want to tell you, it said, Lady Grey tea is a light blend of Darjeeling, Earl Grey, and English breakfast tea, ideal for afternoon tea with cucumber sandwiches when the spirits need revival. How's that for a tea tin?
well, I don't drink tea or coffee, so I don't really give a damn.
No, but it's the ritual.
No, I'm playing. But tea should come with a gin and tonic, don't you think? On the side, at least, if you're going to pretend to be the queen.
Well, especially when it's afternoon tea.
Yes, absolutely. So, we brought the big piano in studio, and I'm so excited. We've got to test it.
It's working.
Let's just check. Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. It's a great way to start with. Okay, cool. So it's working. We have stuff. We have Rocco Davila's in studio. And then we've got a magician. Now, I love this point. That Greg Gelb is in studio. Say good yontif to him.
What?
Good.
We're educating.
Say good yontif.
Good yontif. Good yontif. I don't know what I just said. You know,
you just blessed him. It's been a Jewish. The New Year, Sukkot, all the big New Year's festival. The festivals are. This is the big time. In the Jewish calendar.
No, I realized because at my gym there were no people. I train.
The shops also were empty.
I train at Old Ed's. Virgin Active. So between Old Ed's and Killarney Mall, it was fantastic for me. I basically had the shopping to myself.
What a way to insult Jews. Or to compliment them for their shopping abilities. Or money. Exactly. Said. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Amazing that from a teacher to a musician.
Magician.
Sorry. It's a musician.
Maybe you should start drinking coffee.
Perhaps. That's all. That's right.
Tea.
Tea in the jive and just calm down. Magician, musician, magician. Habibi, please, I'm confused. I'm in Lebanon. Get on with it. You know?
Do you have any idea how many times when I say to people, I'm a magician, they go, oh, what instrument do you play? It's true.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
It was a joke. Okay, cool.
No, I mean, it's funny, but it's true.
So what do you do?
So I'm...
It's a good question.
It's a great question.
Are you the person that pulls the rabbit out the hat?
No. I don't because pull rabbits from hats because I need my hat. But
have you got something under your hat? Because the man's wearing a lovely hat.
Yes,
thank you.
Is there something under your hat?
No, there's just. Oh, there was just my sunglasses.
Okay.
Oh, did sunglasses just appear? He's a magician.
I thought maybe things in the studio will be quite bright, and so I brought my.
Okay, so I've got a teddy. This is going to be one of the most interesting programs. I have a magician and a musician. So
no one has ever asked me, do things disappear from your stage?
Unless you play a bad tune, then they want you to disappear.
Oh, then the audience will disappear.
They will disappear or you will disappear. It depends who's in charge. All right, so this is great. So this has been 3 years, and to leave a great career at a great school doing this, How did you find magic?
How did
everyone's magical.
Yes.
But how did you find magic? I mean, I literally mean magic, my friends and sisters out there.
Well, I think from what I can remember, because I was always interested in magic. From when I was a young boy, I got the little magic box set. you know, that everyone gets. Mm-hmm. And funnily enough, there was actually a project at school that was done about magicians, and someone did the project on me, and so I had to find all this information because no one's really asked me, you know, how did I start? And so my mother said that, I think it was my uncle, or when I was young, he started, you know, doing little tricks here and there, a little, you know, maybe just pulling something out from my ear or doing something like that, which is where the bug bit me. And then I bought the box set, and then I just used to perform for my family and my friends, and then slowly it just grew. And yeah.
Is there a magic school?
There is. There's a school in Cape Town called the College of Magic, and they have an incredible program there for where a lot of my friends have gone through. I unfortunately couldn't go, and so I learned from books. I went to the library, I took out a book on card magic, and I sat in my room like every young magician does, no friends, and they sit and they, you know, learn tricks. And I sat there and I practiced and I practiced and I practiced, and whoever would cross my path, I would whip out, show them a card trick.
And then the book disappeared.
Funnily enough, it actually did, but it wasn't because of me. Someone took it out, and when I came back to look for it years later, I couldn't find it.
So I'm so happy to have you guys in the studio.
Thank you.
Greg, can you sing?
Can I sing?
Don't lock me. I have two very special studio in-house people. That we're going to use as subjects just because we want to really use you. And we'll introduce you later. But because we need to play tricks on people, so that's why we're going to use you, tricksies.
Can I sing? I don't know. I mean, I...
Well, let's try it.
Oh, good.
Can you sing?
Good. Why not?
Can you sing? we can sing. So, Rocco Davilliers, top pianist, top musician. What are you going to play that people can sing? We always do it before 9:30. Every single Thursday.
I can't do Lebanese, but I can do Hava Nagila.
Oh!
That's all that I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, I love him. I love him. But he still comes up. Okay, I can do it.
Okay. I'm just one of the...
Just pull the microphones, use everything.
I feel like a flight attendant right now.
Okay, help him with the mic. Get it in.
Oh, my back is killing me.
I know. He seems to have to carry the dead. He said...
Is that okay for you?
Hold on. Rocco Davilliers. Now listen to me. Before you do this, first I want a huge Rocco Davilliers introduction to Hava Nagila. And then... I want to just to say Haim to life.
Oh no, that sounds like I Will Survive.
At this time of the morning. No.
Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila.
Okay, stop.
I told you I couldn't sing.
You said you would give it a shot.
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's much appreciated.
But as I've never been on a radio program like this. You offend the guests. We drove all the way here.
I came from Cape Town.
But he actually flew all the way here. Seriously. Do it again. Let's see if I can get this, man.
You go.
Hava, Nagila Hava, Nagila Hen Mismaha.
Hoi!
Hava, Nagila Hava, Nagila Hava. Navigam is maha.
Oi!
Havana nana, Havaya nana, Havana nana, is maha. Havana nana, Havana nana, Havana nana, is maha. Go!
Dance!
Hulahim, hulahim.
We don't actually sing that song so often.
I know, but to all the Jews, we just came out of out of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yeah. We're in Sukkot.
So we're very hungry.
How you doing? I was about to say Pesach, but I missed the whole part of the year.
That's in April.
You see, it's a different thing when you're Afrikaans like me, because we just eat all the time. There's lots of rituals with eating, with religion. Am I right? Yeah. Or culture, but Afrikaans ons eet die hele tyd. We gooi pap man, gooi mielies, iwiza, whatever we have. We eat all the time, non-stop.
Okay, so now I've got to do this. You know, every single week I've got the beauty, and we have to sing something. Turn that microphone. Come on. What would you like to sing? You hate this, huh? She hates being on radio.
I try not to talk.
And then what do you have to talk?
Producer, that's like my job.
Get on with the program.
Anything.
Please.
Okay. One has to be flexible.
Okay, now my repertoire. Ooh. What do you want me to play for while she sings? Oh. Well, since I started with I Will Survive, do you want to do that?
Because let's try it on over there. So. But he's going to help.
No. I thought we were going to do something that's more for a brown.
Oh, what were you thinking of?
What is your favorite song? I mean, the man is a master pianist.
Hardly ever sings.
Get it right. I mean, speak up. What's wrong with you, child? Come.
Hear the lyrics.
Two, I Will Survive.
How quick are you? You see, you just made the lyrics appear.
First, I was afraid.
Okay. Oh, we're going to kill you. This is something we're going to do. This is.
Oh, no, this is going to be so good.
This is going to be so good.
This is going to be disgusting.
This is what we do. Let me just help you, just in case you don't know the. So, just to help you.
Don't.
Just give you the note. At first, I was afraid. Okay, so, but I want it louder. This is radio, baby.
Oh my God! So they're telling me what to do with the mic.
Yeah.
This is my job.
One.
Are you ready?
Two.
Let's sing together. At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
Yes.
Kept thinking I could never leave without you by my side. But then I've spent so many nights thinking how I could do you wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along, and so I'm back. From outer space, I just walked in to find your room. Look up on your face. I should have had stupid look. I should have had you the key.
Second.
You continue
to follow me.
I'm gone. Walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not living anymore. You see, I don't know the lyrics.
If I crumble, now I'd lay down and die.
I will survive. As long as I know how to live, I know I stay alive. And I got all my life to give. And I survive. I will survive. Hey. I'm loving me on the spot.
The spot? You'd never open your mouth on radio.
Yes. That's what I love.
This is why it's the unview. The unview on cliffcentral.com. Because are we ever the thin, are we ever the rich, but we are always somewhere the fabulous.
Fabulous.
That's how we do it. How much fun was that? You're dying, eh?
No, it's just a good performance there. And you could see towards the end, I could see you were thinking, maybe The Voice, maybe what competition shall I enter?
So, Rocker, tell me, besides, you know, when you are a musician, and a musician, magician, but when you're a musician and you've created a lot of TV work and you've actually a musical director, you see, you take your hands off the piano and then you have to look for talent and you've got to work with talent. And a lot of talent is that everyone wants to be a star. How do you tell them that they're not good? It's an interesting question.
I... It, I approach it differently with different personalities. Mm. Like for our singer just now, I will say it was fantastic for radio, but stay a producer.
Okay.
You see, I will never say, oh, no, go and work at a checkout or what were you thinking, you know? There's some people on television who do that.
Because you have a show on SABC2.
Yes.
And are you loving it, by the way?
I absolutely love it. It's an Afrikaans game show called Beatrice Ebiere. It's two families.
Yes.
and the part that I like the most in the show is the fact that I introduced in the second season a rap segment.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love it. We take an Afrikaans song and they've got a rap to that. And that
but
is
have you got grannies doing it?
Oh, yes. We had a granny from Kraaifontein the other day. She was swearing so much in her rap. we had to stop the show and tell her, family entertainment.
Can I ask, I have a show, a few, because I'm a television producer. That's what I do by day. This clearly is what I do by morning. Yeah. Could you find me a few Afrikaans granny rappers to make a the show's called Veranderding op Kijk Net.
Veranderding.
Yeah,
Veranderding. Oh yes, yeah. I know.
Oh, do you know the show?
I know. Yeah.
It's a nice show.
Yeah. Rudolf Landman was.
Of course. Yes. And now Amore Becker is.
Oh, okay. From
Eloise Capita.
RSG. Oh, yeah. I mustn't mention other radio stations.
No, you can. This is where you can. It's the Unview. This is CliffCentral.com. Where we say whatever.
What
we
does
want.
Unradio mean? Because when I walked up the stairs, it says Unradio. I didn't know. I thought I must switch my radio off.
You know, Rocco, I must tell you, you've been with Casper the Fries for over 20 years.
Yes.
Okay, you're not a youngster. I don't mean to offend you, but you're not.
He thought he's going to get me back for Unradio.
No, but I will say the following. The whole point of the Unradio is that. Generally, you're not listening to traffic. You're not having commercial breaks until you have to do the live reads and commercial breaks.
Like Netflix.
Yeah. We Netflix.
Yes.
Okay. So Netflix is un-TV.
Yes.
Got
okay.
It?
Ah. I'm with you.
Is the penny dropping?
Yes.
But because Greg will make the penny drop something.
But how do you make money?
What? In magic?
If there's no, if there's no advertising on this.
First and foremost,
or is that not a discussion for on air?
No, you make a lot of money.
Oh.
Okay, but it's important to understand it. Number one is that you sell the airtime and you sell podcasts, you sell shows.
So people who
But if Celeste can get in that chair, Celeste is the head of media sales. Celeste, move ass.
I know she could. When I said that, I could see she was very happy that I asked the question. But okay, we're not going to keep on talking about that. But it is fascinating for me that a modern unradio station only exists on the internet. Is that correct?
No, it exists through. Obviously, the internet.
Yes. That is the connection.
Well, that would be the initial. Well, fiber would be, or data.
Yes.
Okay, so is it the internet? Correct. It's the internet. But here's the thing, is that, remember, the whole concept of the movement in terms of entertainment is that we can pick and choose what we want.
That is what you call freedom.
Okay, but most importantly, if I want to come and see your show, I can decide that. I don't have to just listen to it.
Yeah.
And people don't get it. And no disrespect to you. And I love all the radio artists. And I've done commercial radio. And we are commercial. But remember, someone asked me last night, and I want to say this, is that I remember listening to Jeremy after Gareth and I did 702 in the mornings. And Jeremy used to have a fun call. Jeremy and Darren Simpson, they used to have a fun call. We created the fun call. Actually, I didn't. John Burks did, and I did it with him, and then so it's years of the stuff. But people used to say, I missed the call, and people used to phone one another and go, did you hear him this morning? Ha, ha, ha. This was incredible. The fact is now, at any time, you can listen to something you want to listen to. And that's the key, because then you control your entertainment life.
Yes.
So if I want to come and see Rocco de Villiers, and I'll give you an example. So you're on SABC2. love the SABC, nothing wrong with them. Maybe not so much. But let's be honest.
I'm hoping for season 3, so I won't say that.
No, but here's the secret. Could you imagine that I heard that we missed an episode of your show and we can't find it anymore?
Yeah, I know exactly
and
what
people
you're saying.
Because when I started Three Talk with Nolene on SABC 3, this is what happened. People would phone me and say, the doctor was talking about cerebral palsy, or the doctor was talking about yuppie flu, a chronic illness. And he mentioned a few things. And then, do you know the work to try and get them a copy of that? And it was and we didn't have the resources. So a lot of people missed out on stuff that exists.
I know my mother used to write to the SABC and ask for episode 7 and 97 of Numero, I believe. And she still didn't get the DVD.
It never arrived.
No.
But it's difficult. Okay, so, but you see, you need both mediums, because you also want to have that audience, but you also want to sell in it. So that's how it works.
So what you're saying is your radio station...
We're live right now. Yeah. The world can hear us.
...is available all the time on all platforms.
All the time.
Okay. But enough of Cliff Central, you have to talk about our things.
But I will say one thing, and I will explain. The nicest thing is when I send you a message later, you have a podcast, which is now lives forever. Forever.
Wow.
That this lives in a cloud.
This is actually very good, because when I was telling my family about it, I said, well, we've got to go to the dentist and we're going to the shops at 9 o'clock and we're going to miss it. And then now I can just send them the podcast and then there's no excuse.
Yeah, you see.
There's
so I can put that link on my Facebook page.
Yes.
And then how unbelievably fabulous
it is. So here's the worst thing, Rocker. Because I know you, yes, claim big out. Well, your back is breaking, but he looks very good looking. But I mean, listen, at this, not bad for 74. He loves
sure, you. Me and sure, we do the same exercise.
Don't I look fabulous? I'm 40. Mm-hmm. But one thing I'll say to you, it exists forever, and that's the
best. That is fantastic. I'm so gonna So where do people who are listening now want to send it to their family to listen to? Where do they get that link?
You go to cliffcentral.com, number one. Number two is that I'll send you a link on through the telephone.
Yes.
So which people do on WhatsApp. You know, like you know that old auntie that sits there on Opus Blast. Yeah. And she just hits the button.
The geek can all be done.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how it works. And here's something else. Is that besides that, you can download an app, so you can pick and choose when you want to hear stuff, and you can go look at all the shows. So for example, a few weeks ago we had Peter Dirk Ace on the show, and we've had Nathaniel on the show, for example, or whomever. The nicest thing is that we then can download it. And
it's fantastic. That is wonderful to know that.
But not about cliffcentral.com. It's about you, people.
me.
See, entertainment is also educational.
Mm. Edutainment.
Edutainment, exactly.
Mm. I didn't know that. So, Rocco, you've just released a new album.
Yeah.
And you play beautiful music.
No, it's all original stuff. It's all my own stuff. I don't play other people's music anymore. I stopped doing that a while ago because I feel in my shows... if I speak about the music that I play, which is not instrumental, there's no words, it's very important to tell the story. Long, long ago, Barry Ronger did an interview with me just when my career started. Mm-hmm. And he came to see the show.
Hello, Rucker.
Back in time, like I am. And after the interview, he said, what was fantastic, what is amazing when you do instrumental music and you tell your story, I'm going to get to the point now, it's almost like you tell a synopsis, give people a synopsis of a film, and then you play the soundtrack. And he said, so basically your career one day will be the soundtrack of your life. Mm. And by playing my own music, it's my own story. It's not the story of cats or whatever. Mm. So that's why I play my own music.
Not the best musical example, actually.
Well, it is. It will fall on the ears of the listener.
I actually think that is quite pertinent, because I think when it comes to entertainment, the presentation and the meaning behind what it is that you do is so important, because why should people, for example, listen to you? You know, why should they care about what it is that you are doing? So when you tell the story and it's personal and it's, and you can hear that it's not just, you know, copy paste from somewhere else, yep, or that exactly. It's just, you know, then people are invested in it because there's realism in it. And I think that should be for all types of entertainment, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
You so are the entertainer.
You are.
You are.
So it's all my own music with my own stories about my own life, you know.
So what is the... Rocco.
Yes. Mm.
What is the most poignant story in your life? And tell me the story in a brief, and then okay. I want you to play it for us.
It was...
I think it's really important.
The... when I was at school, when I was very little, and I realized that I was different to the other boys in town, what happens with
it? What town was this?
Harry Smith, okay. In the Eastern Free State, small town. And when a boy like I was, and I am, grow up in a town like that, the result of that is that the town starts hating you, you hate the people, so it's just a big mess. So a big part of my career... when I was a little boy, when I wanted to be a performer as a little boy, was consumed by the idea of one day I am going to drive out of Harry Smith to a place where people are different, other ideas, more money and more pretty. And then I ended up in Bloemfontein. And while I was studying music in Bloemfontein, my days were consumed by the idea of one day I'm going to drive out of Bloemfontein to a place where people are different, other ideas, more money and more pretty. And then I ended up in Tempe Army Base, just outside Bloemfontein. And while I was in the army, my days were consumed by the idea of one day I'm going to drive out of Tempe Army Base to a place where people are different, other ideas, more money and more pretty. And I ended up in Johannesburg. And while I was living in Johannesburg, my days were consumed by the idea of one day I'm going to fly out of Johannesburg to a place where people are different, other ideas, more money and more pretty. And then I ended up in New York City at the age of 24 while I worked for a radio station. And while I was living in New York, my days were consumed by the idea of one day I'm going to fly out of New York back to Johannesburg, back to Tempe Army Base, back to Bloemfontein, back to Harry Smith in the Eastern Free State where I grew up on a farm. With green grass, blue skies, cows, sheep, and lots of ducks on the dam. So the tune that I wrote about that is about that fact that we always think the grass is greener on the other side. And the tune is on the new album, and it's called Escape from the Ordinary Life.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rocco De Villiers.
Bravo.
Thank you.
But it's amazing. And your art through it is exceptional.
So that's what all my shows are about. I tell you what I'm going to play, and then hopefully the audience will see a little movie in their heads.
Well, it's lovely.
Thank you.
I saw so many things. I actually felt a bit of Forrest Gump in it, but it's lovely.
Good.
Not that.
Yeah.
Because you interpret any interpretation is the way you see it.
Yeah, of course.
And that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, where we are Well, it's the unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. And you still have a big question mark under what the unview's about. I still haven't got it yet. But one day it might be written down. I've got to tell you some incredible good things that are happening. We're off to Cape Town this coming week. I'm going to do cook-offs. We had Jenny Morris on the show last week. We had, and it's all for a wonderful cause called Dare to Share. Have you heard of Dare to Share?
No.
As a Cape Townian?
No.
A guy called, do you know Mark Burra?
No. Listen, I know Jenny Morris.
Okay, you know Jenny. Jennifer, yeah. Okay, so Mark did something interesting. Okay. Mark went through Cape Town. His partner is Tracy McGregor, and incredible model, incredible like chic oak, whatever. And here's the thing: he went through out Cape Town in winter. He put a knife, tracksuit pants, and a shirt on, grew a beard for a while because this was his idea, and then he spent 8 days and nights on the streets of Cape Town without a cent in his pocket, and he came across a lot of friends on his journey that knew him from his fancy Atlantic seaboard way, and they ignored him when he asked them for money. And he created something called Dare to Share, and it's a wonderful phenomenon. And this coming weekend, the Royal Thai Embassy, which has a touch of Thai-ness, okay, is going off to Cape Town, and all the profits from this entire event, okay, is going to Dare to Share. And on the line, we have from the Royal Thai Embassy, Mr. Ashraf Sangakul.
Hello, hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
It's wonderful. Can you hear me clearly? You must speak very loudly.
Yes. Okay.
Firstly, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling.
We look forward to this wonderful event, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm really excited. All the time to see here in Victoria, we are really excited.
I want to tell you something interesting about the South African and Thailand relation. Is that firstly, people love going to Thailand because it's affordable and it's culturally diverse and it's completely beautiful. And in all that, the food is exceptional. Okay. And
thank you.
A massage on the beach for like $20 is really worth it.
You've been to Thailand before, sir?
Yes, many times, sir. Many times.
Lovely.
I do love it there. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
But I'm so happy that you did this. Why do you want to get involved with such a good cause for the first reason, and then most importantly promote Thailand?
So basically, this event we're gonna do in a couple of days, in the next couple of days, basically, it's a part of our what we call the Thai Festival. Okay, we do this every year, both in Johannesburg and also in Cape Town, because we know that people from South Africa, especially from Joburg and Cape Town, they love to go to Thailand, as you say. And then last year we more than 93,000 South African holiday makers visited Thailand, which is the largest number of tourists from Africa. And also, we are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the diplomatic relations between Thailand and South Africa this year.
25 years.
So this event,
South Africa and Thailand, for us. Incredible. So can I just say the following, is that when you create a touch of Thai-ness, and I'm asking you because it's not a brand, the whole thinking is the following. Can you imagine how you can actually change the way that you create the Asian-African relations? And we do it all the time. We see it all the time with Indian food, and food is a great way to do it. And I'm so happy that this festival surrounds food and cocktails and beer and music and dance and boxing. it's a lovely way to bring people through it, which I think is clear.
Yes. So basically, like this time, we would like to get the people to experience many aspects of Thai culture. So we would like to demonstrate all the best of Thai what we call Thai-ness through Thai cuisines and culture, boxing, bars, handicraft, products, and everything. And then we want to experience that this is not only just about Thailand is not only about the holiday destination, but we all do also have this kind of thing that you also can experience in here in South Africa, especially. And then this is the reason why we chose Cape Town as this deep sea for this day as a venue of for this event.
So tell me, when is the next big event happening in Thailand? Because I tell you what, the radio team are going to, you're going to send us there to Thailand and we're going to do some magical work.
Okay.
So thank you very much from the Royal Thai Embassy. We look forward to the weekend full of a touch of Thainess. And it's going to be superb. And I want to tell you, you've got Conrad Yankees from the Springboks. You've got Brennan Van Rijn, who's exceptional. We're going to have the wonderful
Moss. Yeah, we have lots of people coming. Like Morris, Jenny Morris and like the Mr. Cameron's wanted there. And then and also many celebrities. We are really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be Anne Liebenberg, Tracy McGregor.
We want to see like how they cook with like, you know, with Thai cooking or something. That's going to be really fun.
The whole thing is, but I want to say that every single cent, this is important, that goes from this event goes to Dare to Share, which is one of the most incredible organizations in Cape Town.
So what that we do is we also want to contribute to the society as well. So that's why we are in partnership with Dare to Share, that every people can help contribute to the Dare to Share in this event.
Thank you. Mr. Shanakul. The Royal Thai Embassy, thank you very much,
thank
sir.
You.
And thank you for much. Your touch of Thainess this morning.
Thank
Have the
you
best
so
day.
Much.
Have the
I
best day.
I hope to see you again this Saturday.
We'll be flying to Cape Town. Yeah. This is what we're going to do.
Right.
Thank you very much. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You. And Bye. That happens in Durbanville, and it's at it's Durbanville in Cape Town. Yeah. So if wherever you are in the country or the world, you can also tune in. It's lots of stuff is going to happen there, and it's going to be beautiful. And
yeah, Durbanville's a great place.
Yeah, and Jenny Morris has opened a new shop called Yamishes, and we spoke with Jenny last week, and she's one of the biggest chefs in the world, celebrities, and it's incredible. So it's going to be great.
Amazing.
And we've got so many big people going to go, like tie off, is it, or whatever it is.
Tie off.
Like a... You never know, darling.
I think you just invented a new word.
Tie off.
But if you're going to be down in Cape Town anyway, then you might as well take time to go look around the place and really, I mean, it's a beautiful place, right?
That's it.
And now that we've had quite a bit of rain, places are greener. And if you're going to be out anyway, then you might as well come check out the Magic Club.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's what we're going to get to. Because I want to tell you about the Magic Club.
Oh.
Rocco, have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, give me some magical music just to introduce. Dum, 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 dum. Whatever. So, in Cape Town, we've got the Magic Club, which opens...
It opens on the 1st of October.
Correct.
This coming Monday.
It's coming Monday. And it's every Monday.
Every Monday until the 26th of November at the Artscape Theatre. Which is central.
Which
town.
Is the major. And magicians come and illusionists.
Yeah,
and
mentalists, illusionists.
They all come in there to come and create your world into something else magical.
That is fantastic.
Dun, 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 dun. I need an introduction. I need a big bump. Blah, blah, blah. Exactly. I love you, Rocker. Rock is my new thing. Rocker's going to come in studio.
And it's what's amazing about it is that people have this misconception that magic is just for children, you know. And you know, and here we do a show that is completely 180 degrees from what you'd expect. It's these top magicians doing amazing things that you walk away going, I didn't know that this could be possible.
Okay, so yeah.
Whoa.
Let's see what you do.
Okay.
What's Celeste? How are you, Celeste?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, thank you. Get closer.
I'm going to stand up, though.
So, you have to.
And can I move this?
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, great. Let me take off my socks and shoes.
Do you need Rocker to give you an introduction?
Must I be scared? No. I mean, you must always be scared.
Listen, he's
be scared of me.
But he's nice looking. So let's pretend it's going to be beautiful. Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
This is cranial forward. Can y'all hear me?
Can you all
hear me? Fantastic.
Okay, you look like a magician, like you're going to pull a rabbit out there. But okay, let's go.
I figured, what could we do on radio that people who are not watching, mm-hmm. Well, now they are watching, I suppose. So it doesn't really matter. But for those
there's
who are
cameras,
not,
remember, we're all here.
Oh, good God, we're being
yeah,
watched.
Yeah, completely being watched.
Big brother. So I figured, what could we do that people could imagine in their heads and could still enjoy even while we're watching? So I've thought the Rubik's Cube, but something we're all very familiar with. Rocco, can you solve the Rubik's Cube?
Yes. I could never figure it out, but...
But you could solve.
But yours is good.
No, mine is already solved. So it's got basically,
all the right colors on the right side.
So who here can solve the Rubik's Cube?
I can't.
No one. Okay.
What is the degree of it?
What is the degree of it?
Yeah.
What do you mean the degree?
Like to what?
30 degrees Celsius. What percent? Look, it's very difficult to solve. But once you know the algorithms, which I know, it's quite easy.
Okay.
So I'll share with you guys. I'll teach you all. And okay, you can now learn how to do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So Rubik's Cube, here we
basically,
go.
You mix up the Rubik's Cube. It's solved now, but you mix it all up. And then basically you peel off the stickers and you put it. You can look. No, I'm serious. Look at, you can see some of the, you see, Rocco, some of the stickers are coming off there, you know, because I was fixing it up just before we came. But a Rubik's Cube has six sides. Six sides. It's completely solved six sides. It takes 20 moves to solve a Rubik's Cube. That's how many. Once you know the algorithms, 20 moves. 43 quintillion ways to mix it up. Right? I just need you to move a little bit back because I flail my arms around and then I'm going to hit you, which I don't really want to do. So this is a cube that is 0 moves away from being solved. It's completely solved. All six sides are where they should be. Right, Rocco?
Yeah.
This is a cube that's now 1 move away. You see it's completely solved. Now it's 1 move away, 2 moves away, 3 moves away, 4 moves away. And the more twists and turns you take, the further away the cube gets from being solved until you actually have no idea whether you're coming or going. You can't tell your ass from your elbow. And when I see patterns like this, I get nervous. Or as we say, senuweeachtig.
Senuweeachtig. Oh, maar jy praat mooi.
Ek praat die taal. I must tell you this interlude. I was in Santa Monica doing a show about a month ago. And I was doing the Rubik's Cube, and I said, "Senuweeachtig," and one person packed out laughing. Turns out that they were actually South African. No one else laughed, but it was good. We had a moment. Anyway, okay.
I hope they were hot.
My wife is listening, guys. Hi, I love you. Okay. Here we go. Okay, so here we go. So now let's imagine it's not 20 moves away. Let's imagine it's 18 moves away. So keep your eyes on the patterns, Rocco. I've got to stand close to the microphone, so you might not be able to see because I'm left-handed, which is not your fault. I blame my parents. Okay, well, I'm just going to leave the microphone for a second. No one panic. Okay, guys, I'm back. But now I can't. Oh, there you go. I'm back, guys. I'm back. Okay. You won't see, unfortunately. So you come walk around. There we go. Okay. So let us imagine that this cube is now 18 moves away. Keep your eyes on the patterns. Don't take your eyes off. If you blink, you'll miss. But imagine what patterns you'll see when the cube is just 10 moves away. Imagine when it's just 5 moves away. Imagine when it's just 1 move away. And imagine when it's completely solved. Or something like that. Every single side is completely solved.
No.
Hold your applause to the end. Oh, you were. Good. Okay. Now, when people see the Rubik's Cube, they come running to me and they say, Greg, because that's my name. They say, Greg, obviously you must be very good at solving the Rubik's Cube, which is true. I can do it quite well on a regular day, about a minute. But for you guys here at Cliff Central, I will do it less than a minute. So, Alan, give me a time less than a minute to solve the cube.
I think
that's 16. No. I'm just saying you give me a time and I'm going to try and solve it in that time.
You have 11 seconds.
11 seconds.
10.
Alan, I'm going to teach
9.
You about disappointment, okay?
8.
No, just wait.
7.
Just, okay, fine.
6.
Okay, fine. Here, watch.
5.
You're not even watching.
4.
You're not even watching. Here,
3.
Here we go. Watch.
2.
No way.
1.
No.
And there we go.
This is
every
illegal.
Single side. Completely solved in under 11 seconds.
Oh,
not bad.
Not bad. Can I show you guys
that
one
five
yes,
seconds. That was 5
sticker.
Seconds.
Yeah. He changed those stickers, man.
I do have
quick
fingers.
I don't know how you changed it.
My Rubik's Cube will only have pink stickers on all of the sides.
So I'm basically, it's just pink.
I'll show you guys one more cool thing that people at home could also enjoy.
What currency is that?
This is American half dollars.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen a lot of money. Have you seen those? There's four. There's one for you. One for you, Rocco. There's one for you. Alan, one for you over there. Take a look at them. Make sure they are what they appear to be.
They're just great, yeah.
No trap doors or anything like that, right?
JFK all eyes, yeah.
JFK. Right. So we got one, two, three, and the last one, Rocco. Thank you. Four coins. So this is the game. The coins are going to jump from hand to hand, right?
Do you have to open our hands?
No. They're going to jump from my hand to my right hand to my left hand.
Oh, your hand.
Right? And they're going to go, here comes the first coin. Whoosh. Okay, that was visibly done. That was visibly done. I'm now going to do it invisibly, right? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 3, 4, in Roman numerals, IV, in American, 1, another 1, another 1, 1 more.
Like Trump. And in Arabic, wachat nein tlet arba.
Exactly. In Hebrew, echad shlam shlosh arba. Very similar.
Yeah, so, right? Afrikaans, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, we did that one already, Rocco.
Rocco, wake up.
Okay, here we go. Sorry. Watch what happens, okay? Here we go. Right? 4 coins. Give a little wiggle. My hands will never touch, eh? Wiggle, you see? Now we only have 3 over here. And the last one is here?
No way.
Fourth one is jumped. You can take a look at that. It is a regular coin, you see? But that's the sound I want you guys to listen to. Silver upon silver, right? Right, so here we go. And you know what we're going to do instead? We're going to just do this. I'm going to give you... We're going to get rid of one coin because it's too many coins to handle. Right, people are freaking out here. Okay, here comes the second one, okay? One coin here. You're going to hold onto that coin here, and I'm going to take... we're going to take this coin here, put it inside there, and this one. Okay, here we go. Are you watching? Here we go. Second coin's going to go. You see, and it's now gone, and it jumps and lands right across.
Idea.
Over there. Into your hand. And the last coin, right, I'm going to take this coin here. You're going to have these two, right? Close your hand tight. Oops. There you go. You can close your hand tight. Okay, you got two. I have one. Give a blow. And give a blow. That was lovely. Because now that's invisible there. And turn in your hand. Open your hand. We now have 3 coins right over there, which is just a little thing with some 3 coins.
Bravo! Thank you, Greg. And the team. Thank you, ladies. Remember, this is cliffcentral.com, and you know what? The best thing about magic is that people have got to get together, and music is magic. Magic is magic. Illusionism is magic. And the whole thing is that I want people to experience, because people say there's nothing to do. Move out your box, go and see wonderful things. And I think that's the most important thing that you can do. Okay, I want to just tell you a touch of Tana's, Jenny Morris and the team. It's going to be superb. It's happening in Cape Town this weekend at Yamishus, at Jenny Morris's place. So it's going to be great. So hang out, go to Durbanville. It's going to be superb. You'll see Conrad Jankies. You'll see Leanne Liebenberg. You'll see Tracy McGregor. You're going to see JP. The guys from this morning special show is going to be great. So don't miss that. On that note, Greg... what a great show that you guys have coming up. And, of course, you do this every Monday at Artscape.
At Artscape. It's our 7th season. Yes. So we've got magicians that, firstly, that have been on the program before. And we also have new talent. Mm. And it's going to be amazing to see what they do.
How do we book?
How do we book? You go to magic.capetown, which is a website, and you go and you can – book your tickets there, quicket.co.za. You can also find it all over there. And you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tinder, you know, all of it. You can find us.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we are everyone.
Yes. And then I've got to tell you, there's Rocco Mama, Rocco de Villiers. Sure. I mean, this is going to be what a tour. What a tour for the new album. Firstly, where do you get the album?
any platform with a com or for .co.za.
We'll find you.
Or all over. And for the last shops that are hanging onto their nails, Checkers, CNA.
We'll have your CD. He's really famous. He's really
Musica.
Is it on Torrance?
What?
Is it on Torrance?
What's that?
I love it. Okay, leave it.
Is that illegal?
No, no, man. No, man. This is not not grande, man. What's wrong with you, John?
I don't know these things. Okay. I only know about...
We have a minute left. I know, because we're running out of time. Yeah. So
the tour, and I'm opening with my new show.
Okay, and the show is going to open at Delta Park.
Yes.
It's going to be great. Lyle Ramsden and the whole crew.
Yes.
Incredible. And then you move to
Peter Turin's Monte Cassino Theatre for 2 weeks.
Which is
opening
divine.
On the 3rd to the 14th. Tickets at for the park at what is that one that you said? Quicket and Nick Cricket, Quicket, and then Compute Ticket for Peter Turin. The show is called Just Be Yourself. It's me with a whole band.
We have to leave because we're running out of time.
Okay, bye.
So, before we leave, you got the corniest goodbye thing ever. Everyone can sing.
Goodbye.
I'm a Barbie girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. It's fantastic.
Life is plastic.
You can brush my hair and kiss me anywhere. It's amazing. Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Continue.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Come on, this is the Unveiled, where we're thin and the rich
and the fabulous. Fabulous.
Goodbye, everybody, from Cliff Central.
Bye-bye.
Cliff.
This is CliffCentral.com.